Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I hope these Faith the Facts little segments bless you, because they certainly bless me. I mean that sincerely. I just enjoy speaking to you the words that God gives me, and it's such a blessing. There's two people give me words. One is God, and the other is Chrissy. She does a lot of that, does a lot of background for me, and it's such a blessing of the Lord. You know, I said something the other day that Chrissy liked. Y'all know Chrissy. She's with Kathy on a Glorious Living, I think is what it's called. It's such a blessing. And I said something, only you can make you happy. I have decided in my life, and I'm going to be 77 years old in the very, 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 very near future, to stay happy. I tried sad. I didn't like it. I thought, you know what? Happiness is a decision. All I got to do is decide today I'm going to be happy and for the rest of my life. That doesn't mean trouble don't come. It's going to come all the time. I mean, that's called life, you know. But you know what? It's how you react to those things. And I decided I would stay in the joy of the Lord, which is my strength, and happiness is an emotional feeling. Listen to this verse of Scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18. Chapter 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice evermore. That's pretty good. Rejoice evermore. Okay. Pray without ceasing. Okay. In everything, give thanks. Okay, now that's three things right there going to flat make you happy. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. How many times people have said, what's the will of God for me, Brother Jesse? What? I need it bad. Well, rejoice evermore. I ain't got nothing to rejoice about. Well, create something. Bless God. Go outside and look at a beautiful tree. Go outside and look at a beautiful flower. Look at your beautiful wife. Oh, your ugly girlfriend. No, I'm just joking. You know, whatever. No, all girlfriends are pretty. Praise the Lord. That's a joke. Praise God. Don't write me no ugly letter. It's a joke. Praise the Lord. In other words, you can rejoice evermore. There's something out there that you can rejoice about. Pray without ceasing. Oh, now that's a strong one. And what does that mean? Living in that prayerful attitude, just ministering to God, and He's ministering to you 24/7. And in everything, give thanks. Now, that is something. The word thank you is one of the finest words in any language. Everything, I give thanks. And this, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So you find out what the will of God is. Here's another verse, Proverbs 17, verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth the bones. Have you ever seen somebody with a broken spirit? That's terrible, man. I don't know, the trouble just destroys them or whatever. I've had some very sad things happen in my life. Don't misunderstand me. That's life. But I decide to rejoice evermore, not from that sad thing that happened, but to go beyond what Satan's trying to do. You know, some people get mad about this. I don't grieve on anything. People say it's good to grieve. No, it isn't. The Bible said Jesus bore your grief. That was not made for mankind. That's why it beats people to pieces. And He took your sorrow. That doesn't mean you can't miss someone. Somebody go home or pass away or something like that. That is not an easy thing. But grieving is not made for the human race. I know a lot of psychologists tell you all that. All it does is deepen you. They say to get it out. But let me help you. Never let it get in and you'll never have to get it out. Think about that for a minute. Hallelujah. And let God's grace just flow through you. So when you understand these things, only you can make you happy. So again, I go back to what I first said at the beginning of this Faith the Facts. I got a choice. I got a decision. Now, what can I do about that? Well, I can let it overcome me, or I can overwhelm it by rejoicing in the Lord evermore. Evermore. Praying without ceasing, giving thanks for everything. Whoo, Lord. I mean, my Lord, you do those three things right there, son. You determine your destiny and you reach your destination. Here's another one. Use your faith voice. Only say what faith says. My God, man. I'm telling you, this is such a wonderful, wonderful subject, you know. Only you can make you happy. And I've seen some sad people. You ever notice when people smile, they say it takes more muscles in your face to frown than it does to smile. That day I saw a little grand baby, a little boy, and he just smiled and he made everybody smile. You know why? He was rejoicing evermore. Faith that fact, okay? See ya.